Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Meaningful Conversations Radio Show, powered by RD Solutions Marketing Firm. I'm your host, Erica Harrison, and I just want to say thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to tune into tonight's broadcast. These conversations are meant to uplift, empower, motivate, encourage you to go from potential to purpose. So for each show, we interview business professionals in various industries to share their journey to success. Our mission is to empower world leaders and business professionals in the marketplace. Today, I have the opportunity to interview Brittany Harrison as we discuss the development process of becoming an entrepreneur. So I want you to make sure you like, comment, and share tonight's show. Know that the chat box function is available for anyone to use to ask any questions or to make comments. So before we get started, I just want to say, guys, I missed you all so much. I do apologize, guys. I was not feeling well, but I am finally starting to feel better. So we are live on air tonight. I do apologize about the previous show that I was not able to do. We'll discuss that later on as we're ending today's show. But I want to go ahead and I want to introduce the guest for tonight in our speaker. Brittany Harrison is a dynamic teacher, entrepreneur, and a budding philanthropist who has a passion about serving her community and increasing financial education. Currently, she serves as the founder and the lead credit specialist for RR Finance, which provides financial education and credit repair services to improve personal and business credit, access to capital, and ultimately financial freedom of life. Since starting her company, RRR, over 6 years ago, Brittany has helped over 2,000 clients delete over $2 million in delinquent accounts. Congratulations. That's amazing. And Brittany is also enthusiastic about increasing wealth access through entrepreneurship, particularly for the black community and low-end communities. In addition to running her business, Brittany has taught over 40 people around the world how to start their own profitable credit repair business to date. Brittany is a native of Savannah, Georgia, and has studied hospitality at Georgia Southern University. She is a firm believer that all you need in life is God and good credit. And in addition to being a full-time mompreneur to a four-year-old daughter, she enjoys traveling the world, exploring new cultures, and it is studying for her real estate exam. So, guys, I'm so excited to have Brittany on the line. This is definitely going to be an episode that you want to share with your friends, with those that, you know, are in your circle. It's going to be some gems that she's going to drop on tonight. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and we are about to merge Ms. Harrison on the line. Hello. Okay, let me see. Hello, Brittany. How are you?
How you doing, Miss Erica? I am excellent. I'm smiling ear to ear because I'm just so happy and just so honored, honestly, that you asked me to be on here and to discuss this particular topic. So thank you again for having me.
You know, I want to say thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I know for a fact that you are a busy woman. So when I extended the invitation, you were very quick and adamant to say, yeah, sure. Why not? You know, this is something that I would go ahead and do. So I just want to say I thank you and I honor you for taking the time out of your schedule to be on here tonight.
You are more than welcome. I couldn't pick a better person to do this with on the first of the month. So you are more than welcome.
Right.
Thank you so much again for having me.
Yes. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get this started. Again, those that are tuning in to the radio show, there will be a time where we'll be able to open up the floor for any questions or use the chat box function that is available. I'll make sure to keep an eye on that as well to answer any questions that you might have for Ms. Harrison on tonight. So, Brittany, you know, I just read over your bio, and you have made a lot of accomplishments, you know, and a lot of things have taken place in your career that a lot of people seek to inspire. But I want to, you know, bring it back before we start talking about the business and how to become, you know, an entrepreneur, the development process. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your childhood growing up. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
Honestly, no. I actually wanted to be a teacher. But it's still some way, you know how strategic God is. He still allowed me to still be a somewhat of a teacher now. But my main goal, to be honest with you, I wanted to be a teacher when I aspired to be a teacher when I was younger. But God saw otherwise. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I did take classes in college and I was like maybe three classes in, I realized, Erica, teaching is not for me. And it was just from me doing just the classes. I had like more, you know, when you get to the point of having to do the classes in person, when you start training in school, I forgot what it's called, when you start to like work in the field, you trying to get your degree in. And when they put me in a daycare, I'm not going to lie to you. I said, Lord, I remember writing my mom. I said, Ma, I think I'm going to change from doing it, being a teacher. So I always wanted to be a teacher. But finances came in place because once I got out of college and I had roommates at the time, these were my best friends. We were roommates together. We had just got to Atlanta, and I was so happy, Erica, to be friends and be roommates with my long friends who I've had since childhood. Nonetheless, we end up getting into a big altercation, and these two people were sisters. So, of course, they're sisters. I'm just a friend. You know how that goes. They're going to have their loyalty to each other. So, but God let that happen. And so when he allowed that to happen, I realized at that point how important having your credit in order was, because I had to move quickly. I'm talking about within 7 days I had to move, or I would have had to pay rent with these ladies who I now somewhat, you might as well say, was enemies with now that quick. But God has a way of how he do things. But nonetheless, fast forward, I ended up looking everywhere that week, running my credit. Again, I'm not aware of how important credit is, and I wasn't at that time aware of how you shouldn't let somebody keep running your credit over and over again. But I needed a place, so I didn't care at that point. I needed my own apartment. So anyway, God blessed me. Within 7 days, Erica, I was able to find an apartment. 7 days, and mind you, my credit was shot, not because I had a lot of debt on it, but because I was young at the time. I believe I was 23, so I really didn't have much on it. And we both know without having anything on it, you might as well say it's bad credit if you don't have anything.
Right.
But God still let me get into the apartment, and at that moment, that's when I realized, Brittany, you need to start working on your credit. And so that's what got me to this point with me working on my own, and then me and you will discuss how I actually started the business. But to be honest, I always wanted to be a teacher, and I love how God is allowing me now to still teach the classes and teach people how to do what I'm doing. So I'm still a teacher in my own way, but it's just not how I thought it was going to be when I was 11 years old.
Wow, that was such a good segue in what you said, and we're definitely going to touch on that. And I'm glad you kind of went ahead and started to touch on how you got into finances. But I always like to start the conversation off with, is this something that you saw yourself doing? Because what I noticed, a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, a lot of times they were doing whatever they were doing before they became entrepreneurs. You know, you do have some people that said that that's what they set out to do, but a lot of times I notice that life is what pits us in these situations to become an entrepreneur. But you talked about how you got into finance, and we live in a mecca right now about financial freedom, financial literacy, everything like that. But your story is different because you was put in a situation. Can you dive in a little deeper regarding that situation that you just was explaining?
Yeah, so I would love to. And it's crazy when you're going through something, Erica. who would have thought what that was 7 years ago that now I would be on a radio station and explaining this and with a smile on my face? Because at that time, again, I was best friends with these young ladies. So how we fell out, not to go so deep in it, but they ended up moving somebody into the apartment, and I had no recollection of it. They didn't discuss it with me. Mind you, we're best friends and we're roommates, and I'm paying rent. I'm not just living there for free. So with them not discussing bringing in an added person into our apartment, and the person had children, and at this time I didn't have kids. Nothing against kids, but, hey, I'm a single woman at this time, only 24 years old. I'm living with my friends. I'm not thinking I'm going to be in a house with another person who has three kids, and I'm paying my full rent. So that's where the issue went. And so with me not having the respect that I thought I would get from them to have a house meeting to discuss, hey, we're going to move this person in, and, hey, we'll go ahead and deduct from your rent so that this person can contribute, none of that happened. So that's where the argument and the issue caused. And so, but God allowed it, Erica. When I tell you, he allowed it, because I remember arguing with these ladies, and I remember one of them who, again, we were so close, she told me, oh, you think you're so holier than thou, but you've been up here for a year now and you don't even have a car. And when I tell you, that stung me, because she was trying to hit really below the belt. That had nothing to do with our argument. The argument is, you did not respect me, and I put my, and I contribute to this household. I should have been aware that another person was going to be moving in here, and not just them, but three of their kids. But nonetheless, when she said that to me, it gave me that piece of, ooh, I was upset. But then later on, it stung a little bit. Like, God, I needed that thing. Even though she put it in a malicious way, but God let me still see, yup, Britt, it's time for you to get your own. It has been a year, and there's no time limit on success or when you should get a car, get your own place. But it made me even more, Erica, want to go hard. And I said, you know what, for them to view me like that, calling me holier than thou, when sis, at that time, I'm smoking and drinking with them in the living room. So I'm not understanding how I'm holier than thou, but it just shows you how, Erica, when you are set apart, it doesn't matter if you're sitting with everybody else, they still see you different. When she said that, I couldn't believe it, because I'm like, how am I holy? I'm not talking about God in here, but they know what was residing in me. They knew what kind of girl I was. My childhood friends. Yes, they knew what kind of family I came from. They knew what I was brought into, what I was brought up as. So that also gave me that spark that God said, walk in your calling, who you are. Because, look, even when you try to fit in, look how you really don't fit in. And look how it was thrown in your face. Come on now.
Come on.
So that's really what was, So God was hitting me, Erica, all at once, and then he hit me with the credit part. Okay, now you a young woman. I know you didn't understand credit. You weren't really taught this at, you know, when you was growing up. But now, Brittany, look how hard it is to get a place. So that's when it all popped. Okay, now, Lord, I need to go ahead and start working on my credit, God. Who can I find? And so God directed me to find someone, and that person worked on it for a little while. And then, Erica, just out of nowhere, I'm just laying in the bed on my blow-up mattress because I had my apartment, and you know how it is when you get your first place and you still working your 9-to-5 and you young. Girl, I just needed me a bed. Got me a blow-up mattress, and that blow-up mattress lasted me for a whole year. But I was laying on it, and it just hit me, wow, I could probably do what this guy's doing, the one who I was paying to do my credit. Granted, he did a good job, but it just hit me. So I don't want to jump the gun and go too further in that. But that was the issue that transpired everything to what you see now, Brittany.
Wow. And I'm glad that you touched on so many different things, although you were explaining your story. And I think that it's so important that we as women, you know, most importantly, I'm not talking about men so much, but we as women understand why it's so important to have our own, and I'm not with the whole independent, and that's not what I'm talking about, but having that nest egg, having that savings, having things there, or having that education to be able to get yourself out of situations, or if you need something, you need to be able to have things in place. I want to talk about this a little bit. When we talk about finance, you've been doing finance, like you said, for over 6 years, you know, 6 years, and you have helped over 2,000 clients. Congratulations. And deleted over 2 million in delinquency accounts. And that is such a big thing. But you also talked about how you help primarily black and low wealth communities. what is one of the top three things, not one, but what's three top things that you see in the Black community that we struggle with when it comes to finances?
So the top three things that I see when it comes to our community, when it's aligned with finances, the first one is, honestly, none of us was taught this. And it's not to blame the generations prior to us, but the first thing that I've noticed is, wow, nobody really was taught this. Now, of course, Erica, my generation and my kids, of course, now it's going to be different than how it was with me and you, because now we've noticed we're in a generation now that's much more aware of how important credit is and finances is. So that's going to change. But from my generation, our generation on down, honestly, including my mom, when I spoke to her and other people, really a lot of us really didn't know this. So the first problem I noticed is the ignorance, and the ignorance in a good way. Of course, ignorance, we both know, is just the not knowing. So just the not knowing. And what I've noticed also is a lot of us don't like to share. Sometimes we always have to put a price to everything. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for making money. Of course, you know that. I wouldn't be in a position I'm at now if I wasn't about making money. But I've noticed that a lot of us know a lot of things, and we won't share it, Erica. We won't. Mm-hmm. Now that we know what we know, we tax and put a dollar on it, but we forget that some of these people may not have the money to do. So where do we come in to give these free trainings, to come on here and do how me and you is doing now and offer something that's free to the community that they can listen in and tune in? A lot of us are not giving free workshops, not going to different high schools to give this information. There's so many different financial literacy coaches as myself, and they're not going to high schools like that and teaching. It's like we got to go and give back. Now everybody want to put out courses, webinars, and we all thinking about ourselves, and not forgetting, hey, when I was in 12th grade, I would have wished somebody would have went back and showed me some of this stuff. Let me go ahead and start and get something set up with my local high school and schools in the area and give back. So that would be the second thing that I've noticed. So to recap, first one would be not knowing. Just generations, it's a generational curse that a lot of us just are completely ignorant, dumbfounded to credit, finances, business credit. It sounds like a lot. The second thing would be not giving back. Again, when we get to these places, these different financial coaches, we start to forget, and then we just want to make it about building our business, being a brand, and we forget, hey, you need to reach back and go give back to your community free information that works. And then the third thing I would say, Erica, is not applying. Let's keep it real now. It's a lot of people who know a lot of things, and they won't apply it. And I feel like that's one of the top problems in our community. We know a lot. We've been given a lot of information, and then you still won't apply it. It's so many of us that attend these different courses, classes. We watch different lives. We on TikTok learning different things, and we won't, Erica, pull up our computer to go fill out some stuff to get us some free money. There's money everywhere. We won't go send out the credit letters. I could give credit letters out all day. We won't send it out. So I feel like that main issue is being proactive. A lot of us are not proactive, and it's because of the generational curse. It's a mental bondage, you know, and that's why I always preach it's time for us to renew our minds. When we renew our minds, then everything that I just said is obsolete. It doesn't matter. So those would be the top three things that I would say is definitely a problem in our community.
I definitely will agree with you, you know, and we're talking about, you know, African-American, you know, where we're two Black women. But one thing I can attest to is that I see in different communities that they are very well, let's just say that they look out for each other. They definitely will tell each other information, put each other on, or whatever the case is. I don't want to deviate into that so much, but I thank you for saying that, and I hope those that are listening that, you know, if you are making investments or if you're doing certain things, apply. And once you get certain things, don't be afraid to share and help others. You know, we always talk about this Black empowerment, wanting to help the next sister, help the next brother, but sometimes we can be our own brothers and sisters' enemy at the same time, although we're saying we're there for them. when it comes to finance, Brittany, you know, we live in a time in social media where money is glorified. You know, a lot of people are doing things, quick schemes, doing certain things to, you know, make another dollar to do certain things. I want you to touch on some of the ways that social media, you believe, has infiltrated, let's just say, our generation regarding their mindset when it comes to money. We're seeing people flashing money. We're seeing certain things, and everything ain't always what it's cracked up to be. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yes. So this definitely hits personal because I've had my own experience of kind of getting got, as you can say. I wouldn't say scam, but having an issue with someone thinking this person was more than what I thought they was from what they portrayed from the internet. And if you listen to this, if you're listening to this now and you are an up-and-coming entrepreneur or you are aspiring, these are some of the things that I would say for you to look at when you're trying to find who would be the best coach or who would be the best mentor, I want to take this class. These are some of the signs that you should look for when trying to find someone, because had I known some of this, I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't have lost out on so much, I would say, kind of a few years ago with just jumping to get, you know, do mentorships and stuff with people because of what I saw. So to answer your question, Erica, the first thing that I've noticed is the flashiness. It's nothing wrong, again, with being happy about your success, with being happy about the things that God has blessed you with. Trust me, I have my ways of marketing and showing different things to inspire. But I want you to understand, young people especially, if you're looking at this, don't get caught up in the glitz. When I tell you, I'm telling you. Remember, a picture is just 2 seconds. I could easily walk by somebody's Maserati looking real cute with my bag and stand right there. And guess what? If I post it, almost half of those people, and if I say congratulations to me, I'm so happy, almost half of those people are going to believe, if not more, that, ooh, Brittany just got a Maserati. And guess what? That's not even my car. After y'all took that snap, I don't walk right away, and guess what? Brittany only got $2,000 in her account. But from me posting that picture, now I can promote my course, my class, and it's going to make me look like whatever I'm doing, this is what brought me this success, and you should tap in and, you know, pay me for my services so you can get this lifestyle as well. Don't get caught up in that, y'all. Don't get caught up in the likes and the followers either. It's some of the best people, and I would use Erica as an example. If you looked on Erica's page, this young woman of God, she might not have the most likes. She might not have the most views, but it's the quality of what she's putting out that will show you. It's the clientele that she has, the referrals that she has. So if you're the type that is so caught up in glitz and glam, I'm telling you, you're going to be scammed out of a lot of money, because it's so easy, y'all, to be a millionaire tomorrow. Because guess what? It's Photoshop. Remember, you could Photoshop stripes. Screenshot. So in your account, you could Photoshop your account, making it look like you just made $20,000 today. And of course, everybody's going to buy whatever you're promoting, because they feel like, hey, if she was able to make this money in one day, oh, I got to join her course. And now you're disappointed. You're out of $600 and you didn't get nothing you thought you was going to get. So I want us to learn how to include God in everything. For myself, the top thing that I've implemented so that I don't get God anymore is consult with God first. Lord, before I buy this, God, Lord, do I even need this first? Because a lot of times we be purchasing all these courses and classes and we have the knowledge already in our head. And we be so disappointed, Erica, when we open up that course or that ebook or that webinar and it's just basic information. I've had my fair share where I'm like, I could have Googled this, you know? But again, that was from me not being mindful. I just feel a lot of times we feel like we don't know what we know. I want you, if you listening to this, stand confident in what you know, what you know. Stop feeling like you got to purchase every single thing. There's nothing wrong with learning from people. Trust me, I purchase things still, but I'm learning how to first consult with God. Ask him. Make him your business partner. If you are aspiring entrepreneur, make him your business partner. Are you going to make moves without consulting with your other business partner who's 50% of the business? No, you know that person to be upset. So see it the same way. Even though it sounds small, like, God might not give me a quick answer, Brittany, and I need an answer quick before I purchase it. Yes, he will. Don't doubt him. Don't underestimate him. Try it out. So consult with him because, again, like Erica said, we are now in a generation, y'all. It's scary how many people are being really scammed and hurt, and it's their last few dollars on trying to, you know, better themselves. So I would say consult with God. Make sure you ask him first, Lord, should I do this? Second, make sure you're looking up people on a BBB, the Better Business Bureau. That's another thing I've been doing. Before I go and purchase something, I'm Googling a person's name. Google it. It takes you 10 minutes, and you'll be surprised that you will see, oh, my goodness, oh, this person got 40 bad reviews, or even if it's five, it'll give you that inclination in your head, okay, I may not need to do this. So do that, and then, of course, Google, y'all. Again, we'd be so quick to just join and sign up because people selling us a dream. Don't, because, again, it's so easy to fake it, and we don't want to be God. So that would be my advice and, you know, how I feel towards this whole scamming epidemic we're going through now.
This was so good what you just said. You got Shaquilla in the comments. She like, yes, partner with God, consult with God. And thank y'all for the ones that just tuned into the show. Thank you so much. I, you know, had said I like these conversations to flow the way that it flows. So although we're talking about the process of an entrepreneur, well, we still are discussing that is the topic for tonight. But Brittany, you hit on so many different things. And when you were talking, what I really heard was you need a vet. These people that you are looking to go into business with, because that's basically what it is. Just like we vet our clients, we need to be vetting those that we look to make investments with. So I thank you for saying that.
You're more than welcome. Yes.
Yeah, thank you, because that was good, because deception is real, and I'm going to just leave it as that. But I want to talk about, you know, your process of becoming an entrepreneur. You know, and people look at you today, they see that you're going around the world, they see that you're traveling, you know, more than six figures, you know, doing things, you know, and people aspire and they want that life. But I want you to talk about in your journey of becoming who you are today, Brittany Harrison, and this entrepreneur, this mogul that you're becoming. What were some of the hardships that you had to face when it came to entrepreneurship? Just one, you know, I know it's probably many, but one that really stands out to you.
Honestly, as soon as you asked the question, all that went back in my head was I could think back 2017. I started my business 2016, but it was the end of the year, like a November. So I got my first client 2017, but I had became a mom the end of that year. And so that's when my business really started picking up a little bit more. And now at that point, I maybe had, when I had my daughter, I probably had about maybe 40 good, consistent clients, which was good. So make a long story short, in that time, I'm going to be honest, Erica, because I was looking at some of my old pictures showing my daughter when she was little. And I seen a whole bunch of pictures of me holding her in my arms, newborn, in videos, on my computer, I mean late night, 2-3 o'clock in the morning with a newborn, going through postpartum. I didn't know that was what it was at that time, but I was going through that. I was a newlywed on top of that. I didn't just have a baby and a new business. Within 1 year, I had got married first, then I found out we were expecting, and then I started my business. Well, I started my business first, I should say. Then we got married, then I had the baby. So that was three things within a year. Three big things to happen. And so when I look back, I was mentally stressed. It even caused me, honestly, to even backslide, if we're going to keep it real. And I started drinking. And at this point, Erica, I was clean from drinking 2 years, no drinks at all. And so started my business. Everything is going good. I'm a new wife. I should be happy, right? Got a new healthy baby. Girl, I was stressed. And so that was, if you listen to this, especially to my mom and the guys too, because it's a lot of men who are raising children on their own, or they have a wife who may not be capable, or a girlfriend at the time who may not be capable to take care of the kids. Women go through different things, and so sometimes the man has to step up. If you listening to this, I need you to continue to stay encouraged. I had to stay up late nights, y'all. I could show pictures of me with my daughter in my arm and my right hand typing away. So she's crying. She won't go to sleep. My husband at the time, he's a truck driver. He's gone all the time. So, and he was doing what he needed to do. I appreciate him in that season. But I was home. My parents lived 3-4 hours away. My mom always visited. But for the most part, I was there with my newborn baby trying to work. And it was a lot.
Wow.
When I look back, I'm so glad that I didn't forfeit. I'm so glad that I didn't fold and just go back to the hotel, because that was my last job, working at the front desk at a hotel. And I thought about it so many times, like, man, I left off on good terms. These people told me I could come back anytime. But can I say this? If you're listening to this, try your best to not make a plan B. Anybody who's listening, then try your best. And the reason why I say not is because when you know you have that other alternative, you will start to become flashy. And I've seen that even in my entrepreneur process. As I started getting bigger and bigger, I started to get a little flashy. We're going to keep it real now, because the more money you start to make, the more help you have, you start to take it for granted. And you feel like, well, shoot, I got employees. I'm making money, God. I don't got to really get up or stay up late. Your girl was getting her rest, a little too much rest. And so God had me to look back when I was looking at my old picture showing my daughter. He just had me reflect, Erica, 2 days ago on
wow,
Brittany. And he told me also, go back to that. Continue, Britt. You remember those times when you was up late and you was really working hard? Never get too comfortable. But that would be my top struggle when I look back at the entrepreneur journey, was trying to juggle being a mom. You don't realize how hard it is. And I commend any woman or man who has multiple kids and you doing it. I understand personally how hard it is. And so that was definitely my top struggle.
Woo, let me say, you know, let me just say I'm proud that you just was real. That you, because so many people like to fabricate the truth. I don't have any kids, you know, and it's a different, I don't know what that's like, right? So I can't really talk on that. But for you to be a mother, you know, having a child, you know, still having your own life too, because life doesn't stop for you just because you have a child. Like, there's still things that you have to do, and just being able to delegate and juggle everything on top of being an entrepreneur as well, you know. So I thank you for that transparency, and I hope that what she said really shifted your mindset to not be stagnant no matter what season you are in your entrepreneurial journey and phase. Understand you are the one setting the tone, and people are looking up to you and they're watching you. And I like the fact that you also talked about, you know, we sometimes get a little slack when stuff start opening up, doors start happening, we got employees. We start to kind of chill a little bit. We don't got that same energy that we had initially, and I thank you for that. So, Brittany,
you're more than
welcome.
You're more than welcome. And the hunger, I wanted to say the hunger will start, that hunger die down a little bit, honestly. It will. You was once hungry. You know, Erica, when you starting something, you be hungry, especially when you start getting clients and you see the business is going. But, again, we just start to take things for granted. And God will start showing you, because he'll pull a little bit from you. And I noticed he was doing that. And so I said, Lord, it's time to get back. So, yeah, I just wanted to add that in for anybody
Come
who
on.
May be at a process of your entrepreneur, you going good. Don't get slacky, y'all. Keep putting in that same effort you was putting in 3 years ago. And watch, it'll be time for you to relax, but not right now. Just keep pushing.
Come on, talk about it. I love it. I mean, this episode right here, you done dropped a lot of gems, okay, for real.
Yes.
And if anybody's on, because I see someone is on the phone line as well, if y'all wanted to come in and ask Brittany any questions, I normally don't do this a lot, but I do want to just open up the floor. If you want to call in to 515-605-9328. Just state your name, your location, and the question you have. Drop it in the chat. If you want to call in, again, that's 515-605-9328. Why I went ahead and said that, I wanted to just say, you know, Brittany, in your opinion, you know, with everything that's going on, to new leaders, those that want to be entrepreneurs, those that want to, you know, become the successful person, you dropped so many gems, but I just want to say, what would be four things you would say that a person, it's a non-negotiable, that they're going to have to develop? Personal development is important, becoming an entrepreneur. In your journey, what was four things that you did not have that entrepreneurship caused you to have?
That was an excellent question. I had to write that down so I could make sure I remember it. But honestly, the four things that I would say that you need, a need, not a want, but need to develop you as a successful entrepreneur. And these traits that I maybe didn't have, I'm going to say probably like one or two of them I did have. But the top one I would say is learn, know how to be a great follower first. And I would say, honestly, that's something I always possess, Erica. Even in my 9-to-5, I always, this is not to brag, but I always was like a top worker. Never late, always on time. I mean, early. Always uniform, crisp, hair fixed. I mean, at the hotel, they had me like the model staple of this how you need to come to work. Smiling, good attitude, it didn't matter. Know my stuff, know the computer, helpful. They wanted me to be the supervisor 1,000 times. I just did not want that position because I knew that hotel. They had too much going on. But I share that to say, know how to be a great follower. A lot of us want to jump to the entrepreneur part. Ooh, I want to be my own boss. I want to be my own boss. But guess what? You don't take good directions well. You're tardy all the time. You're not nice, really. Let's just keep it real. You don't have the best attitude. You're slowful. Come on now. We're going to be real with you. Mm-hmm. You're slowful. You don't take orders good. And I'm going to tell you, if you have those characteristics, you're going to fail as an entrepreneur. It's not to be mean. I'm telling you the God honest truth. You're going to be back on a job in about a year or two. Listen to somebody who's been doing this now going on 7 years without a 9-to-5. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, you have to be a great follower first. So if you are working your 9-to-5 now and you are aspiring to be an entrepreneur, put more pride into your job. Stop being slacky, because what's going to happen is when you go to hire people, they're going to give you that same energy, and you're not going to understand why my business is not thriving, why my people not doing right on a big job. Oh, well, you didn't remember when you worked at such and such, and that same attitude you had, the excuses you always gave, you never wanted to listen to your manager or any authority, you always came in not professional looking, or you just came in sloppy, like you just got out of bed. Well, that's the same thing you're going to get. So that's going to be my first thing. If you're listening to this, know how to be a great follower. Do not despise the small beginnings. I don't care if you're working at Walmart, anywhere. Be the great person. Come with your blue vest on from Walmart. Iron. Not wrinkly.
Come on. It's small,
but I'm telling you, it's the way you present yourself that God is the one who's seeing you. It don't matter about the managers. We're not talking about no man. We talking about God. He's going to be the one to elevate you to say, you know what? Okay, look at Erica. Look at my baby. I know she's ready for a new job, but look how she's coming in her job, trying her best to fake it till she make it, smiling, got a good attitude for the most part. She coming in looking right. Now he going to start presenting you those ideas for you to do your own thing. But some ideas ain't going to come or really manifest until you do right by somebody else's dream. We got to learn how to do right by somebody else's dream, and then yours will start to come, and you're going to want other people to do right by yours. So that's my top first one. If you don't get nothing else, be a great follower, and you will see the benefits in doing that. The second one would be to be organized. I've noticed this is something that I was pretty decent with before, but not really, Erica. With being an entrepreneur, I was able to really see, okay, Britt, you got to be a little better with this. When I say organized, y'all, I mean knowing how to follow up with things. A lot of us forget it's money in the follow-up. It's money in the follow-up. And I had to realize that year in business, because I had all these people who would tell me, oh, I'll sign up next week. I'll be ready to sign up next month with my money when I get my check. And I would get discouraged by that. So if you're listening to this and you've been getting some of them messages where people telling you they going to get your services, but it's going to be next week or next month, and you feel like, dag, Lord, I need money today. Who going to sign up today? Remember, it's power in the follow-up. But the only way you're going to follow up is by organization. So make sure you keeping your notes together. Make sure you being organized, because that's where your money is going to come in, from keeping stuff structured. God is a God of order. So if you noticing that right now the behind the scenes of your business is all over the place, you haven't followed up with clients really, you ain't respond back to some emails, I want you after our call today to make a promise to yourself and your business that, you know what, Lord, I'm going to get more organized, God, and I'm going to really take serious what you gave me. So that would be number two. The third thing that I would say that you need to be developed as a successful entrepreneur is honestly being a people person, or at least trying. Don't get me wrong. You may be listening to this and you may say, well, Britt, I'm an introvert. I'm really, you know, if somebody don't speak to me first or say something, I'm not the type to just put myself out there. Y'all, you're going to have to fake it till you make it. If you really want to be successful, push yourself. Ask God to give you more of a bubbly personality. ask God, Lord, please, God, help me to like people a little bit more. Again, a lot of us have been through different things in our lives, so you may not have the same pleasant attitude I do because I maybe didn't have as much as a rough childhood as you or been through things recently like you. So I do understand, and I really empathize with you if you listening to this and things have caused you to be very jaded, short with people, a little bit cold. And straight to the point, I'm asking that God will soften your heart, and I'm asking that you will build that rapport and that connection with God and ask him to help better your attitude. I've noticed that a lot of people who are entrepreneurs, why they get so many complaints is not because they don't have a good product or service. It's because they have nasty attitudes and the customer service is terrible. So
wow.
I need you to make sure that you pushing yourself to be more of a people person. Remember, we are to love. What he said is the top commandment. To love, nothing else but love. Well, if you being rude and nasty with people because people asking 1,000 questions about your product or service and it's annoying you, how is that going to get you far? What you got to do is just automate things, and that's going to be my fourth thing. Four things. The fourth thing is automation. It's power in the automation. Let me tell you something. Last year I was able to fly 46 times. And I don't mean this in a braggy way, but I'm saying this to say, how was I able to do that is because I had my business automated. If you're not sure what automation is and you listening to this, you're like, Britt, what do automation mean? Automation means to have something do something for you automatically without you ever having to do it. So what you do is you set it up first, and once you set it up one time, these automations will automatically do it for you. So, for example, some automations, if you listening to this and you stress, you just starting your business and you working your 9-to-5 and you a mom or a wife, or you just juggling a lot, you going to school too, automate your business as much as you can. What you can do is go on a site called Zapier, and that's Z-A-P-I-E-R. They are affiliated with thousands of different companies that you already using, like Microsoft, Google, different softwares, CRM systems. It will cause you to so much time, something that would have took a whole hour to do each day. If you set up time and automate that particular thing, it will take 2 seconds every time that that particular thing is needed. It will automatically send out to your clients alerts. It'll send emails if you need it. It'll send payment reminders if you're noticing that your client's payments are not really going through and you got to manually text somebody every time saying, hey, your payment didn't go through, or you got to always type out an email, not no more. God said work smarter. We want to work smarter and not harder. So I would say automate your business. Save your time, because the time that you're writing out these full-blown emails and it's the repetitive same email you're sending out to all your clients, you could have taken an hour to set it up, and now it's going to do it every time. So you're able to be on an island, travel to 46 times like me, and knowing that your stuff is still being sent out. When I'm on a plane, my clients are thinking it's me sending an email. It's not me sending it. It's my system. But because how I have it set up, it looks professional, and it looks like I'm keeping in touch with them, and it doesn't look like I'm neglecting my business. So that would be the last thing is automation.
Wow.
A lot of people don't talk about it, but it's important for you to be able to automate your business.
And listen, I don't even know what to say right now. And I thank you so much, Shaquila, for just dropping in the notes and just really being thorough with the things that's being said. So I really appreciate you. Just want to acknowledge
you. Thank you, Shaq.
She hears you. I know she hears you. She's probably about to type and say you're welcome.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you. You see what I mean? Sisterhood, unity, just being looking out for each other. Thank you.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, Brittany, and you have some exciting news. I know we're getting ready to wrap up the show. But listen, hopefully Brittany will wind up having some type of podcast in the future, something going on. But I don't want to spill no tea. I want you to talk to us about what you have coming up, some hot projects that's in the making, in the works.
Yes. So thank you again, since you are such a woman that your words being power. So just for you to kind of touch and agree, I'm thanking God, yes, for the podcast. But the first thing, you guys, that I have going on that's like the top thing, it hasn't fully started yet, but God's willing, we'll be starting this in October. I'm supposed to be I will have my own show.
Yes.
It is going to be called Breaking Through with Brittany, and it will be on the APAC station. This could be found on Roku. I believe I'm pronouncing it right. Erica, Roku is like the thing, the app that you can download on your TV or phone, and the Roku stick, and it will be the Apex. And again, hopefully, God's willing, Erica had me back on where we could discuss another topic, and I'll be able to let y'all know everything has launched. But I will be the host over the finance channel, the whole entire channel, you guys. When I tell y'all just a really quick, because I just want to inspire somebody, if you listening to this, let me tell you something about God's speed. Listen to what I'm saying, God's speed. If you listening to this and you feel so disappointed in yourself, you saying, Brittany, it's great, everything is going great for you, but for me, I've made so many mistakes, Britt. I've wasted so much time, Britt. I'm just honestly not happy where I'm at. If you would just commit today and surrender to God, I'm telling you, commit. Surrender and then commit, because you could surrender. There's a lot of people who surrender, live for God. They're not committed to the goals. They're not committed to what they're supposed to be doing as far as being a successful ambassador for Christ, showing your life as an example. So if you commit, surrender and commit, I'm telling you, you will have God's speed over your life. What do I mean by God's speed? When you allow God to restore you, and you try your best to commit and surrender, he will send speed over you and take you where you were supposed to be when you wasted time being disobedient. Do I need to repeat that again? If you would commit and surrender, he will send speed over you and take you where you were supposed to be when you wasted time being disobedient. Meaning, right now, if you're listening to this and you feel like, I'm 50, I'm not where I need to be. I feel like I'm an old lady. I didn't get my degree. I'm just not happy. Or, Britt, I'm 20-something. Everybody else going on trips, Britt. I've never even been out the country, girl, and you talking about 46 flights. I'm telling you, if you would just commit, he will put speed over you, meaning wherever you were supposed to be 4 years ago, but you was wasting time, and you know life happens. You wasn't where you was supposed to be doing what you were supposed to be doing. You now seriously commit, and you show God, I'm serious, God. I'm ready for you to just take a toll, do whatever you want in my life. He will jump you. For stuff that would have took somebody a whole 5 years, Erica, you know this is because it's over your life as well. Stuff that would take somebody 5 years to do because you are now a child of God fully and you committing, it'll take you 5 months, Erica. Five months, Erica. You told me this for my own self. You prophesied to me November last year. I would not forget the date when you and Shaq were just so powerful on that call that we had when we first connected. But I said that to say I want you to be encouraged. So for me, this show, y'all, is showing me God's speed, y'all. I wasted a lot of time. Don't let me fool you. It was a lot of years. Your girl was just working her little job, smoking her blunt, drinking her drink, and just being a sweet girl. Yeah, I did other little things, but I was good with just getting my little check and staying out the way. But guess what I was doing? Wasting time. I wasn't being the true ambassador of Christ. I wasn't displaying Brittany how Brittany should be displayed. But when I finally said, you know what, God, I'm tired of wasting time, Lord. I want to be serious, God. I know I truly love you, Lord. But what can I do, God, to really show you? And then I started making those steps. Y'all, it's the speed over my life. Again, y'all see 7 years now, helped all these people, 2,000 clients, got millions of dollars deleted off, done, took all these trips, y'all. I never took a trip at 24 when I fell out with them girls. At that time, I had never been on a plane, not one time, never. I'm now 31 years old and done traveled, went all around the world, y'all, countries. 6 years. 6 years may sound like, Britt, that's a long time. No, it's not to do the stuff that I've done. So I want you to be encouraged that God will give you that speed over yourself. And so this show, God's willing, that's supposed to be airing in October, where we're going to be getting everything set up and start filming, I should say. This showed me an example of, wow, Britt, if you just surrender, you allow God to deliver you from the things that you were struggling with, look at how he will make it to where you, it don't take you long. So don't put in your mind a time limit. I don't care if we got 4 months left in this year and you on IG and you stressed out because everybody is posting their goals and everybody's showing they accomplished. Who cares? God can show you and blow your mind in these 4 months. So just be encouraged, but be on the lookout, you guys. And again, God's willing, I'll be back on the radio station with Erica to be able to. Yes, sis, I can't wait. And God's willing, I'll be able to let y'all know, y'all, we airing and we'll be premiering on such and such date on this particular channel. But that is the top project that I'm working on now that will probably consume a little bit more of my time, as well as Erica continuing to teach my credit classes. As you mentioned earlier when you introduced me, I also teach people who want to do what I'm doing. So, again, if you are listening to this, please feel free to reach out to me if you want to learn more about what I'm doing. And to do it, it's not hard, and a lot of people need this particular service, which is credit repair. So I would love to teach you, but those are the main things that's been occupying me since and probably will for the rest of this year.
Congratulations. And guys, I just want to go ahead and insert her social media where you can get in contact with her. Her website is www.3rs. So that's not double, that's not double, it's triple. So rrfinance.com. And you can also email her at info@rrfinance.com. You can find all her information and the services that she provides on her website, guys. Even she has a credit, like she said, a credit academy, different things that she offers, different things. So just make sure you go to her website. Again, that's rrfinance.com. Brittany, you know, you said so much today, and I'm so grateful to have you on the show. But I just, as you were speaking, I actually really see you having your own station. Like, there's going to be something that God, you're going to infiltrate media, like social media, like you're going to have influence in that area. So I just believe that this right here, although this will be an assignment, amen, but as the assignment ends, I believe that God is going to open up another door for you really to just go ahead and burst through. That's really what I'm hearing, burst through social media and television more so than anything. So don't think that this is just happening just to happen. I believe that God will have you in training and preparation, and you don't even really know it because what he has planned next. I'm so excited to be connected to such a woman that is making impact in the marketplace and has helped so many women. I'm just excited. I really am excited, and I would love to have you on the show again, but I know you are busy. You have stuff going on, and I just want to say thank you again for being a guest on Meaningful Conversations.
Wow. When I tell you, Erica, this was so good, girl, I went by too fast. I'm like, wait, we finished? That was so good. I'm serious. You did such an excellent job. The questions you asked was right on point. And I did want to leave you, and thank you real quick, too, for what you prophesied over me, even though it hasn't manifested yet. And even in my spirit, I'm like, ooh, Lord, can I handle that? Would I be good enough? You know how the enemy, he makes you start questioning.
Yeah.
But because you said it, sis, I touch and agree, and I receive it. And I thank you for saying that. But I wanted to say this real quick, too. Also, if you listening in, one thing that is one of my goals, y'all, that I said for the month of September, I wanted to make it my business, because I said earlier when Erica said, what is the problem with our community? And I mentioned, I think it was like number two, that we do not, well, number three, we don't go back and we don't give back. So this is even to myself. God told me this month, Brittany, I want you to send an email out to your high school principal, your old high school principal, because, well, not old high school principal,
wow,
but the principal now at my old high school, and then also the superintendent. And I want you, Britt, to schedule something and do like a workshop, even if it's once every quarter for the 12th graders. I want you to show them what you didn't know. Make it fun. Do a couple of door prizes. You know, young people, you got to make it interactive. I don't want to make finances could be a little boring. So make it fun. Explain it in a way. And I felt at first like, Lord, well, will they like me? You know how all the things go in your head. Will I be? What if they looking at me girl, what are you talking about? You know, this is over our head. God said, wouldn't you have loved that somebody came up in your school that was fly and that actually graduated from there and can tell you, hey, don't you want a car when you turn 21? This is how you can do it, and explain it and tell you the proper way. Wouldn't you listen? So God said, do it that same way. We need to break the chains. The way we break it, Britt, is give back. You got time to give your school 2 hours every quarter. Go ahead and do it.
Come on.
That is going to be my goal. I just wanted to announce it to y'all, the first ever, Erica, to put that out there and to hold myself accountable to the world, to whoever's listening, that you will see me, Brittany Harrison, coming up very soon, start speaking at different high schools and God's willing colleges, different colleges, and God's willing, have a couple of grants and things set up so that I can make funds to be able to give different things to the students as freebies and teach them so that they can pass the knowledge on to their parents, because we know parents want to hear what they're learning. So imagine them going home and saying, Ma, this girl came to our school. Look at the stuff she gave us, and then the mother need help with her credit. It'll just make it to where now we breaking the cycle. So I just wanted to present that, since God brought that to my memory. Hey, Brick, you forgot to mention that I do. And if you are listening and you have some kind of facility or something, I don't mind traveling, and you know that whatever you're doing, you're working with the youth and you would love to connect with me, please shoot me an email at info, that's I-N-F-O, at rrrfinances.com. Or like Erica said, she put my IG on there. You could simply send me a message on Instagram, BrittanyHarrison_. And I would love to connect, fly to your facility, whatever, your school, whatever, and do something. And I mean it sincerely that I want to do this. And, you know, just be a blessing and give back. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Wow. I'm glad that you did that, because that was faithful right there for you to even publicly say that. So, and you will do it in Jesus' name. I have Shaquilla saying, Brittany Harrison, the mogul, she put it in caps, the philanthropist, the financer, the chain breaker. Okay, and she went ahead and put some extra dots, because obviously there are going to be some more titles. Mm-hmm. But I'm so excited, and I'm going to say this. There's going to be a shift, amen, in your clientele. So we thank God for the shift that's about to take place, because you are called to help those, because don't think millionaires don't have finance issues, okay, because they do. And God is definitely going to shift to you, to those people. As you were speaking, I just heard him say, like, she's proven herself. So now I'm going to shift her to the next stage of clientele. Mm. So I'm excited to hear that. Guys, we ain't going to make this the prophecy, because what's for somebody is for somebody. But
yes,
listen,
I
thank you all so much for tuning in to tonight's episode. I pray that you are blessed. We're about to go ahead and end tonight's show. This will be up available for the replay for you to share with your network. And if you know someone that is an entrepreneur that is making impact in the marketplace, make sure you have them reach out to me at Erica Harrison at RD Solutions. I know it might be long, marketingfirm.com, and just put in a radio show guest, and I'll be more than happy to do a pre-screening with them. Brittany, thank you so much for your time and for being a guest. It was a pleasure having you on tonight.
It was a pleasure. This was my first time being on a radio show, and I just thank you. This is the first of many. Thank you, Erica, for the opportunity. God bless your show. I pray that it goes further than what you think, sis, and everything else that you have going on as well. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, guys,
I thank you all
so much for being here on tonight. I really hope that you were able to glean some information, just like I was able to, and everybody else in the audience. Know that we'll be here again, and not next week, but the week after, and we'll be speaking with another special guest. But for the meantime, guys, make sure you follow me on social media. You'll be able to see what I have going on, what I'm doing. And again, I love you all. Peace and blessings. Y'all take it easy. Stay safe. Be careful.